This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Norberto Brian Mendez. Date of birth, December 22, 2004. Case ID number 752-6947. Date of exam, July 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire, medical, dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic allergies, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, and slow learning. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He lives with his mother in a house with three other siblings, and he is receiving disability benefits at this time. The claimant dropped out of high school at the ninth grade level. He was in special ed and decided to drop out of school because they made him repeat some grades. Allegations, number one, chronic allergies. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / slow learning. History of allegations, chronic allergies. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had chronic allergies to peanuts, comma, eggs, comma, and milk products. The claimant's mother states when he does take these items, he has severe allergic reactions, anaphylactic type reactions, where his throat swells up and he's unable to breathe. He is presently on no medications for this condition and has not had problems with this allergies for a long time. He avoids all products that have peanuts, eggs, and milk in them. Allegation number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / slow learner. The mother states that since he was 5 years old, he has had difficulty in learning. He has been placed on Focalin, 50 milligrams QD. And the mother states that he has difficulty in focusing, concentrating, and being able to complete his task at school. He was in a special ed program. The mother states he has very few friends, but he does love to take care of animals, and he feeds them and cleans them at home. He dropped out at the ninth grade level and has no plans for the future. He has told me that he does not like going to school and does not intend to pursue any kind of career in the future. Medications, Focalin, 50 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine, pamolate, 25 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, allergies to peanuts, eggs, and milk products. Not confirmed with medical records. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Major surgeries, ear tubes placed in when he was 4 years old. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight, 141 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 136 over 75 mmHg. Heart rate, 70 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 21. General, This is an 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears to be very quiet and not very talkative. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The mother had to answer most of the questions. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body except for a left shoulder 3 cm by 3 cm abrasion, which appears to be healing. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had very poor contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was depressed and flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor. Although he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, the claimant appeared to be apathetic. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well with some limitations and does appear to have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to depression/anxiety, decreased IQ, and history of severe allergic reactions. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, chronic allergies, dash not being treated at this time and has not been treated for a long period of time. He appears to be stable at this time. He is treating his allergies by avoiding certain foods. Number 2, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / slow learning. Confirm with physical examination. However, the claimant appears to be somewhat depressed and has no motivation to do anything else. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Norberto Brian Mendez.